Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bobo Osborne. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Benny Daniels. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Benny Daniels. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Breeding reaches second base with a double. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Breeding moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels takes first base on ball 4. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Breeding is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cottier is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of King. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cunningham moves to third. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Breeding fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hershberger. Hinton reaches second base with a double. King moves to third. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0 for 1 in the game. Osborne strikes out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke strikes out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing first base. Don Locke now playing left field. Jim King now playing right field. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Breeding fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Retzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Daniels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Breeding hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hinton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Cunningham tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0. White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Breeding fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Breeding. Cunningham scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0-for-2 in the game. Cotter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Cotter reaches second base with a double. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cotter moves to third. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cotter scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-2 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Breeding fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke strikes out. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham is walked intentionally. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Cunningham moves to second. Jim Landis pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Art Quirk now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King, who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Robinson scores. Cunningham scores. Hansen goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, White Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-3 in the game. Horlan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 9-1, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-4 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horlan moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Cam Carrion now catching. Jim Landis now playing center field. Tom Brown pinch hits for Art Quirk. Tom Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham juggles the ball. That's an error on Cunningham. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Breeding hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Breeding reaches second base with a double. Brown goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 9-2 White Sox. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cottier hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. King hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Breeding scores. It's 9-3, White Sox. Gary Peters now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. King moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. King moves to third. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-3 in the game. Locke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Bronstad now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Breeding fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Manny Minoso pinch hits for Ken Retzer. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 3 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Phillips pinch hits for Jim Bronstad. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.